You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Fifi Peters is leading the conversation all across South Africa right now. Stay tuned to SAFM.
Despite higher inflation expectations and continued upside risks, the committee expects inflation to be contained in 2021 and 2022 before rising to around the midpoint of the inflation target range in 2023. Against this backdrop, the MPC decided to keep rates unchanged at 3.5% per annum. The decision was unanimous.
Well, in case you missed it, that was the big money story for the day. The Reserve Bank keeping interest rates unchanged as expected. But it is time for the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. I am your host, Fifi Peters. Thank you for joining in. So essentially, by keeping interest rates the same, the Governor, Lesetso Kganyago, and his Monetary Policy Committee have given us a bit more breathing room to continue paying off our debts at these record low rates. But it's not all good news, because the recent riots have had a negative impact for the economy, and we will hear what the governor had to say about that on today's show. Staying with the riots, we weigh in on what the tax implications of over 2 billion rand worth of stolen goods could potentially be for value added tax specifically, because someone's got to pay, right? Question is, who will it be? And then we head over to London to find out how living without COVID-19 lockdowns has been for the UK. They lifted practically all their restrictions on Monday. We'll find out how things are going there. You don't want to miss out on that. But let us know what you think about the show. Let us know your thoughts about some of the conversations. I appreciate some of the thoughts that have come through so far on Twitter. You can continue talking to us using the hashtag SAFM Market Update, and you can tweet us at MoneyWeb News. Tweet me at Fifi Peters.
The Market Update, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m.
Well, let's get that market update, because we saw another strong day for the JSC today. But Preston Narinsamy, the portfolio manager at Nedbank Private Wealth, is standing by to tell us what moved money in today's session. Preston, thanks so much for your time. What did push the JSC higher, and to what degree did anything that the MPC said today provide an underpin?
Good evening, Fifi, to both you and your listeners. It's more, I guess, just global factors and, just the corporate earnings that have been coming out of the U.S. It's been really strong, and that's provided a catalyst for this risk-on trade that we've continued to see for the last couple of days. More than local factors, Fifi, it's been more global factors. And I think, the corporate earnings that we've seen, I don't think... the market expected some of these results to be as strong as they were. And we're seeing this risk-on trade, and we're seeing markets continuing to tick higher on the back of that.
So essentially you're saying that the MPC was a non-event for the local market today?
Yeah, Fifi, the market priced in, or should I say the consensus view was that, the governor would not change rates. If anything, it's contributed to our market rallying a little bit, in the sense that, the governor was less hawkish when we compare, today's comments versus his previous meeting. So inflation is comfortably contained, Fifi, at the midpoint of the SARB's target range until 2022. And, this accommodative environment that we're in, it's here to stay for the next year or so. And interest rates are only slowly going to ratchet up. The governor's stress that out as well. So, less dovish comments, less hawkish comments,
yeah.
More on the dovish side. And on the back of that, we've seen our local market also rallying on the back of that.
All right. It was an interest a rate day, it would seem. I mean, not only for us, but also the European Central Bank made its interest rate announcement. And again, there was no change. But how much of what the ECB or how much of what the ECB had to say at their rates announcement trickled down into the local market?
Yeah, so it was quite an interesting meeting today. You know, there was lots of hype around the meeting. President Lagarde said that it's a very important meeting. So, you know, I think the market was a little bit nervous ahead of the meeting. But, you know, after she came on and started talking, rates unchanged, she kind of just reiterated or reinforced again the dovish stance that the ECB is taking. So, you know, she stressed that, you know, the ECB will continue to support markets. Economic activity is only probably going to hit pre-COVID level sometime next year. So in summary, you know, from her side, from the ECB side, no change to rates. The market's probably going to look to see how the inflation and growth data and forecasts come out in September, which is when they release it. But again, you know, dovish comments, accommodative stance, they're holding on to that. And again, a positive catalyst for our local market people.
All right, so let's talk about these U.S. earnings that you say the market was paying more attention to than our governor, Lesi Jakhanyako. I don't think he'll like that, but at the same time, I don't think he'll take offense. I mean, I know we have had a string of U.S. companies, even some household names that we know, like Netflix reporting, although it seems a bit of disappointment regarding the outlook for streaming numbers there. But which U.S. Earnings were you particularly paying attention to and why?
Yeah, so Phoebe, there were a few earnings releases, you know, Intel, AT&T. We've also had Twitter coming out with numbers. But the one that, you know, I paid attention to was Unilever, which was, you know, on the back of, you know, a slew of great results out of the U.S. This is one that probably disappointed a little. But yeah, you know, just some of the comments from Unilever, you know, margins were flat due to rising costs. And you can imagine raw materials, packaging, transport costs, all of those rising. And on the back of those cost increases, the company coming under pressure, costs rising, margins coming under pressure. And obviously, you know, ultimately that will need to be absorbed by the company and passed down to consumers. So on the back of that, you know, market not liking it all that much. And, you know, the share price currently trading in the red there, Fifi.
Yeah, so rising costs, I mean, that sounds like inflation 101, but the central bankers don't believe that, right? Just Unilever is experiencing it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to hear Unilever's thoughts on whether they believe inflation is transitory or not. But, that's a talk for another day.
Yeah, no, definitely. Just our local numbers. I know that we had a few updates as well. And let's just check in into the building space, because I see that South Africans have continued under this lockdown, you know, not having much else to do with their time, have continued to renovate and cash build, and stores like it who sell all the DIY goods that we need to renovate are benefiting.
Yeah, you know, that's been an interesting one. And this, you know, these companies have been actually trading quite well, you know, for the last year or so. So cash flow, just quickly there, Fifi, revenue up 38%, selling inflation up 7%. And you can imagine with, you know, sky high commodity prices, the steel in particular for them, you know, really, really benefiting on the back of that. So production numbers were good, margins good. They've also rolled out 21 new stores. And yeah, the market, it's a little bit of an illiquid share, so didn't move all that much, but it looks like there was a lot of appetite that returned or came in for the share toward the end of the day, and the share price finishing about 2% up in the green at the close of day.
All right, Preston, thanks for keeping us in the know on what is happening in the markets. That was Preston Narainsamy, the portfolio manager at Nedbank Private Wealth.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.